This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Gerrymandering, the drawing of a political district map to specifically give advantage to an incumbent or to a political party, is an issue across the nation. It's a way of watering down the will of the voters, drawing irregular lines on a map to pack the voters you don't want into one district while leaving another district easily won by your party. In Michigan, that's resulted in a disproportionate number of Republican legislators and members of Congress. A group called Voters Not Politicians collected signatures to put a measure on this November's ballot to establish an independent commission to draw fair districts that more accurately represent voters. But how might that work? The group invited members of California's Independent Redistricting Commission to explain how it works in that state. And joining us to talk about that is Peter Yao, one of the members of the California Independent Redistricting Commission. Welcome.
My pleasure.
So this independent commission in California, strictly speaking, is not a nonpartisan commission. There are five Republicans, five Democrats, and then four members not affiliated with either of those parties. How's that working out?
Oh, exceptionally. On a personal perspective, it's a clear success. And we have voters telling us after the task is complete, after they see the election results, two out of the three respondents suggest that we have done a good job. So on that basis, I think we met the requirement of the task.
With members of the two leading parties, how well are you able to pry political advantage out of the process of redistricting?
A lot of people interpret this redistricting effort in California as a high political activity. But having done the job, having a chance to reflect on it, the decisions that we made along the way made it basically a nonpartisan activity. Let me explain that. When the proposition requires us not to take the political parameter into consideration, we as a commission decided that we're not going to look at any political data. What does that mean? We do not know the registration of the people that we're doing the districts for. We do not look at the address of the incumbents. We base our decision totally based on what people tell us is what's important to them, as well as the criteria that are defined by the proposition. By following the requirement for the maps and by using the community data, that's how we drew the district. If it happened to favor Republican, it just happened by accident. If it happened to favor the Democrat, likewise, it's basically from the goal and objective, it's free of any political parameters.
So politically speaking, it's random.
Politically speaking, it's whatever the people want, okay, as long as the community is not defined politically.
In Michigan, the proposal would prohibit politically affiliated people or their family members from being on an independent redistricting committee. What do you think of taking it that far?
The California process is to screen out any people that have heavy political interests, brother-in-law working for a legislator, et cetera, et cetera. So the pool of candidates that were selected essentially is the most nonpartisan group that they can identify. And on that basis, our commission consisting of that group was able to focus on the task of drawing good maps as compared to trying to get any kind of political advantage.
How much did things change in California? I mean, did you see a shift for one party or the other into power?
The bottom line is we don't care. That's never been an important factor.
I'm asking about the actual results. Maybe you didn't factor that in, but what happened in the end?
In the end, we see a lot of new participants in the elective process. One specific data that we like to use is the 8-9 years before we came into the picture, there were 765 state and congressional races between 2002 and 2011. out of that many races, only five changed parties. After the maps were available, we look at the data between 2012 and 2017, a five-year period. We have 56 new state and congressional members. Now, I can't reference the political, as I stated earlier. We really have nothing to do with that. But just looking at the assembly seat, out of the 80 assembly districts that we have 38 assembly districts with new members.
Are there more competitive districts than there were prior to redistricting using an independent commission?
Again, competitiveness is not a parameter that we worked for, but the data, according to Politico magazine, is that California went from run-of-the-mill second half of the distribution to the most competitive state in the whole country. So I think on that basis, we can say that, yes, indirectly, we create a lot more competitive districts.
As you went through the process, were there any unintended consequences?
Unintended consequences? From a political picture, absolutely. For example, we put two highly ranked Democratic congressperson in the same district, and they end up having to run against each other to win a single seat, and one of the two would lose. And we have state districts where the incumbent end up selling his house, buying a house two blocks away to be in the district that he preferred to run in as compared to the previous district that he had all by himself. So these are the type of things that happen after. We also see a lot of new minority candidates entering the race.
What would you advise Michigan voters to consider before they vote on this proposal in November?
Appeal to the people that this is good government. This enabled the voters to define their district and help identify what type of representative they really want to represent them in the area that are most important to them, whether it's economic, whether it's in California's case, you know, the grape grower district or any other community of interest that they have. It's really what is important to them, and wouldn't it be nice if they can have a representative that would represent their interests.
Peter Yao is a member of the California Independent Redistricting Commission. He is a Republican. He's joined on his visit to Michigan by a Democrat and an independent from the commission. They'll be meeting, or are meeting, with media around the state and holding town hall meetings. That's all coordinated by voters, not politicians. Thanks very much for taking a moment to talk to us.
My pleasure indeed.